听力课堂，听 class.com。
We are taking off from Revolutionary Road.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call.
Frank, I have had the most wonderful idea. I've been thinking about it all day. Do you know how much money we have saved?Enough to live on for 6 months without you earning another dime. And with the money we could get from the house and the car, longer than that.
What we could get for the house? Sweetheart, what are you talking about? Where are we going to live?
Paris.
What?
You always said it was the only place you'd ever been that you wanted to go back to. The only place that was worth living. So why don't we go there?
You're serious?
Yes. What's stopping us?
What's stopping us? Well, I can think of a number of different things. For example, what kind of a job could I possibly get?
You won't be getting any kind of a job, because I will.
Oh, right.
Don't laugh at me. Listen a minute. Do you know what they pay for secretarial positions in government agencies in Europe?
No, I don't.
Listen, Frank, I'm serious about this. Do you think I'm kidding or something?
Okay, I just have a couple of questions is all. For one thing...What exactly am I supposed to be doing while you're out earning all this money?
But don't you see? That's the whole idea. You'll be doing what you should have been allowed to do 7 years ago. You'll have time. For the first time in your life, you'll have time to find out what it is that you actually want to do. And when you figure it out, you'll have the time and the freedom to start doing it.
Sweetheart, it's just not very realistic is all. Hmm?
No, Frank. This is what's unrealistic. It's unrealistic for a man with a fine mind to go on working year after year at a job he can't stand. Coming home to a place he can't stand. To a wife who's equally unable to stand the same things. Do you want to know the worst part? Our whole existence here is based on this great premise that we're special and superior to the whole thing. But we're not. We're just like everyone else.Look at us. We've bought into the same ridiculous delusion. This idea that you have to resign from life and settle down the moment you have children. And we've been punishing each other for it.
Listen, we decided to move out here. No one forced me to take the job at Knox. I mean, whoever said I was meant to be a big deal anyway?
When I first met you, there was nothing in the world you couldn't do or be.
When you first met me, I was a little wise guy with a big mouth.
You were not. How can you even say that?
Okay, so I'll have time. And God knows that's appealing. It's very appealing. And everything you're saying makes sense. If I had a definite talent, if I were a writer or an artist.
Listen to me. It's what you are that's being stifled. It's what you are that's being denied and denied in this kind of life.
And what's that?
Don't you know? You're the most beautiful and wonderful thing in the world. You're a man. This is our chance, Frank. This is our one.
Why not? Why the hell not?
Here they come.
Woo-hoo! Sorry to be late.
Oh, you're not late.
The traffic was terrible.
Thank you, didn't have to do that.
Good to see you.
Wasn't it terrible, Howard?
Oh, well, Route 12.
And you must be John. Say hello, John.
Nice to meet you. Heard a lot about you.
Helen's been talking it up about you people for months. The nice young Wheelers on Revolutionary Road. The nice young revolutionaries on Wheeler Road.
So, what do you do, Frank?
I work at Knox Business Machines. I work in the office. Actually, it's sort of a stupid job, really. There's nothing interesting about it at all.
What do you do it for, then?
Maybe Frank doesn't like being questioned like
Okay. I know. It's none of my business. And besides, I know the answer. You want to play house, you got to have a job. You want to play very nice house, very sweet house, then you've got to have a job you don't like. All agreed? Ma?
Sorry, Frank.
Oh, don't be. Don't be. Actually, John, I agree with everything you just said. We both do. That's why I'm quitting the job in the fall. We're taking off.
We're moving to Paris.
Did you know about this, Ma? How do you feel about that, Ma? The nice young Wheelers.
The nice young Wheelers are taking off.
John, please.
Steady down, son.
John, how about some fresh air? What do you say?
So what do a couple of people like you have to run away from?
We're not running.
So what's in Paris?
A different way of life.
Maybe we are running. Running from the hopeless emptiness of the whole life here, right?
The hopeless emptiness. Now you've said it. Plenty of people are on to the emptiness, but it takes real guts to see the hopelessness.
You know, he's the first person who seemed to know what we were talking about.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Oh. Maybe we're just as crazy as he is, huh?
If being crazy means living life as if it matters, then I don't care if we're completely insane. Do you?
No.
I love you so much.